You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah women's basketball team was knocked out of the NCAA tournament last night, but what happened a few days prior is getting all the spotlight.
The team says they experienced racist incidents while staying at a hotel in Idaho. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, the Lady Utes were staying in Quarter Lane, about 35 minutes from Gonzaga's hometown of Spokane. On Thursday, the team went out to dinner, and when they were walking into a restaurant, they say a white truck pulled up to them. Someone in it, they say, shouted the N-word at them. KSL.com reports 2 hours later, as they were leaving, two trucks pulled up to them again, and someone again yelled that same slur at them. Utes head coach Lynn Roberts says,
"And it was really upsetting for players and staff to not feel safe in an NCAA tournament environment. It's messed up."
Gonzaga and the NCAA did help the team move to a new hotel in Spokane. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Some of the administrators on the Utah women's team opened up about their experience. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Tim, these racist incidents left a big mark on University of Utah Deputy Athletics Director Charmel Green, who is Black. She tells KSL.com the three truck drivers who hurled racial slurs at her, the Utah team, the cheerleaders, and the band members, left her feeling numb all night. Now Green says she can't go to bed without hearing the sounds of revving truck engines or the words the drivers used. Gonzaga University says in a statement that it's worked closely with the NCAA to ensure the safety of everyone involved in the tournament game, and that the hate speech in no way reflects the values, standards, and beliefs of the school. According to Utah Athletic Director Mark Harlan, he has not seen anything like this in his three decades of working in athletics. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, is breaking news from Baltimore, Maryland. A cargo ship ran into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending the bridge, along with construction workers and vehicles, plunging into the water below. ABC's Sam Sweeney has the latest.
This all happened about 1:30 this morning. That massive cargo ship with thousands of containers on board, for some reason, hit one of the columns that supports this bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This is in the Baltimore Harbor area. It was pulling out of the harbor, leaving port, when for some reason it wasn't able to maneuver correctly and it hit one of those pylons.
Two people were rescued from the water, but there is an ongoing search for possibly as many as 20 others in the water. The Maryland governor this morning declared a state of emergency.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments today centered around an abortion pill. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Washington.
The case calls into question the FDA's efforts to make mifepristone more available. 8 years ago, the agency expanded the use of the drug to terminate a pregnancy from a limit of 7 weeks to 10 weeks, and it lowered the number of required doctor's office visits. In 2021, citing COVID, the FDA eliminated that in-person office visit requirement altogether. Critics say the agency's overlooked the harm the drug can cause, but the Biden administration insists mifepristone is safe and that its opponents don't have standing to sue.
The case is looking at why the FDA gave expanded access to the drug.
Life expectancy rose in 2022, but drug overdoses also increased. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has details.
An extra year of life expectancy was added for both men and women in 2022, the first increase in 2 years, according to data from the CDC. However, drug overdoses also increased in 2022 for adults older than 34. Tricia Bishop, overdose prevention coordinator with the Utah Department of Health, says these increases in overdoses are largely due to fentanyl that is being added into other drugs.
From June 30th, 2019 to 2023, we have seen over almost a 500% increase in our fentanyl-involved overdose deaths.
Utah has several programs that are helping decrease the number of overdose deaths in the state. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Got a crash over in West Valley, 5600 West. I think it's actually Kearns, maybe. 5600 West, 6200 South. Northbound, a truck has rolled, and so we've got both directions affected, but a bigger delay on the northbound side. We've also got I-15 slowdowns increasing now from Draper into Sandy, and we still have slowdowns because of the slick conditions going south from Orem to Provo. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A new report blames the increase in mental health problems in kids and teens on the use of small screens.
While that's probably a contributing factor, a child psychologist with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute thinks there are a lot more things involved.
We had this massive pandemic, and we do know that that contributed to thoughts of suicide, rates of depression, anxiety, social isolation.
Dr. Kristen Francis says children need face-to-face interaction with friends, which was limited during the pandemic.
While some small screens may be harmful, some of it probably was helpful.
She says the increased use of social media is another contributing factor in the decline of children's mental health. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.